Happy Thanksgiving from Microsoft Dev Radio. In this episode, we're talking about Microsoft Virtual Academy and all the learning opportunity coming to you in November and what you missed in October too. Stay tuned. It is Turkey Month, and this is Dev Radio. I'm Jerry Nixon, and I'm right here with Matthew Calder. He's part of the Lex team, the learning team, the part of Microsoft Virtual Academy, where developers come to learn all the stuff they need to be awesome professionals. Matt, thanks for coming back on the show.
Thanks for having me, Jerry. Great to be here.
Okay, so this is November, or it's working into November, right? And so we're going to start talking about all the stuff that's coming in November and kind of a quick look back if there's any kind of highlights that we might have missed in October. First of all, how you doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
Okay.
I'm excited about Thanksgiving too, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
And you look great. That's a good camera you've got.
Oh, do you like it? Yeah. Chris gave me a new one. Yeah, it's really terrific.
I think I need to fix the lighting in here. It's
No, yours is great. I think it helps me look better. So that's really good. All right. So we're talking about Microsoft Virtual Academy. For anybody who may not know, right, that is our online learning completely free with a giant catalog of courses with topics that are Microsoft products and also things that aren't Microsoft related. And usually they're somewhere between 3 to 6 hour courses that are really can be plugged into a learning plan so that developers can go in, set up exactly what they want to learn, and kind of step by step see their progress, right? So that's Microsoft Virtual Academy. Did I summarize it okay for you?
You did. You did. We like to make it useful for you. If you spend time with us, you should know how to do something you didn't know how to do when you started. So,
nice. I like that phrase. That's really good. Okay, so
3 to 6 hours is a good time frame, though, too. I think it's good to let people know that.
Yeah, that is not. It's not. There aren't 10-minute classes, but there are a few short ones. But those are kind of one-offs. The typical is 3 to 6. And of course, I just recorded a few, and there were 3 hours. I really like that new format because you can. They're kind of more bite-sized, and you can kind of focus in. Yep. Okay, we've already talked about October in a previous episode, but looking back in the calendar, is there anything you want to make sure developers don't miss out on?
We did a couple great ones live in October. We'll have the recordings up hopefully the first week in November, maybe the second week in November. So stay tuned for, first of all, Introduction to React.js. Okay. It's the front-end framework. I think it was developed by Facebook and Instagram. And
yes, but who gave the course?
The course was given by Christopher Harrison and John Galway.
Okay, yeah.
And, they actually take you all the way through. I think they go as far as building a single-page application. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty powerful stuff. They compare it to, you know, if you want to pick, you know, what's the right tool for me? You know, do you want to add this to your bag? They compare it to jQuery, Knockout, Angular. We've got courses on those too, but you know, pick the right tool for the job. So
yeah, sure, sure. All right, so that's React, and it's sort of an introduction to React. So that's kind of a 101 sort of thing. And a lot of courses in the catalog are kind of where we want you to get started. And so here's another technology. Let's help you get started. But every once in a while, we have for the experienced developer, where it's 2, maybe even 300 level.
Yep. We did. It was also Christopher Harrison and Gabrielle Krevkor, who I think is new to your organization, isn't she?
Yes.
Evangelist in the West, and they did JavaScript for experienced developers. Yeah. It's not for advanced developers, but if you know some C#, you know some C++, if you played around enough with JavaScript to like get in over your head and get frustrated, this is a good course for you.
Gotcha. So this is day 2 of development is what this is for.
Pretty much, gotcha. Yeah.
Well, so, all right, so that's,
I can figure this
we'll
out.
My own, maybe a 201 kind of level.
That's probably a 201 kind of course, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. So we already have tons of intro to JavaScript sort of courses out there.
We do.
And so
we do.
This kind of flows out of those. All right, I like that.
Yeah.
Good. This is that's a nice niche in the catalog that I'm glad we're filling.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I'll more of that
so we've
too.
Got React. We also have JavaScript for experienced developers, both JavaScript, React.js, of course.
Yep.
And anything else in October?
We released one. This one's for beginners, but it's introduction to JSON with C#. So if you're a C# developer and you want to use JSON to do data exchange and doing that type of stuff, JavaScript object notation objects.
I tell you what, it's kind of like the, let's just spell it for a second. It's like the GIF file, right? Is it a GIF file or a GIF file? It really kind of depends on who you are and kind of what part of the country you're raised in, to be honest. I say it's a GIF file because I was raised in Missouri, and so that's the way we say it in Missouri. And but when it comes to JSON, there's another one, right? Is it JSON or is it JSON? Because a lot of people are like, oh, if you look at the project.json file, and I'm like, well, it is JSON, I guess, if you just say the letter J and pop off it with sun. But it's funny because a lot of people say JSON as well. So the good. Do they deal with that critical issue in that course? Do you know?
I haven't listened to it closely enough. They might each, I think maybe Christopher says it one way and Benjamin says it the other.
Oh, that's awesome.
But when I the first time I had encountered JSON, I was working on a team with a guy named Jason. And so I always say JSON just because I got in the habit of distinguishing from this guy.
But perfect. Well, that's logical, right? I just call it JSON.
Yeah, it's a powerful tool. Whatever you're going to call it, just type it.
Yeah, that's right. Object notation for JavaScript. Nice. All right. So a lot of, and interesting, we're talking about JavaScript object notation, but we're talking about .NET languages. We're not talking about web technologies and using JavaScript to do all this. How do we do all of this inside the languages that we kind of know and love, right? C#.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. App developer, then this is it's got some usage. So.
Nice. And so this one that we're talking about, intro to JSON with C#, that's already in the catalog today. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to introduce, or we're going to bring in the React.js and the JavaScript one, maybe by the time this video is available, first week of November, right? Or maybe just immediately right after.
Hopefully. Yeah. Probably. Yes. They both ought to be there the first week of November.
Got it. And all on the new Groovy website that you guys have put together that seems to change every time I go to it with these nice little tweaks here, nice little tweaks there. It's better than ever. I love the fact that I can go in and I can start watching a course without messing with logging in. You know, if I happen to be on a browser that for whatever reason isn't logged in, I there's nothing really barring me from watching it. That's a nice improvement. I know that's been there a little while, but I just wanted to give you a little loving feedback.
The thing I like that we've done recently is if you want to link down to like module 6, right?
Yeah.
Like you want to send something to a friend, don't like start them off at module 1 and find your way through it. If you're watching module 6, copy the URL that's in the address bar, send it to your friend. It'll take them right to module 6, right directly in there. So we made that a little easier than it used to be.
Yeah, that is really nice. You're right. Yeah. The whole site's so much better. I mean, if we went back in time, which was back in the future, was just a few days ago. If we go back in time a year, man, the website was just not as nice as it is today. Oh. You know what I mean?
I'm still happy about search. Search is our big win. You can actually put Line something stuff. In the box and you get the courses you expect. It's we got better.
Absolutely incredible. Before, I think the search button would randomly choose text on the screen and put that as the keyword.
So is this what you're looking for? Yeah.
I bet you'd like to learn something new. I don't think so. All right. Well, anyway, so the website's really great. So that's in October. We're talking about November. And November, you know, we don't have a million things coming out, but let's actually turn the tables. And so, Matt, I'll have you interview me about what's coming out in November.
Well, Jerry, if I was someone who wanted to make, you know, a universal app, you know, I'm kind of a C# guy and I want something to, you know, maybe do controls to the interface. What technology would you recommend I look at?
This is a great question because it's been a confusing answer for a long time. But really, our go-to greenfield answer now is truly a .NET application like C# using XAML as the front end, right? And so XAML is – because there are other choices, right? There's DirectX that you can use. If you're making a game, still makes plenty of sense. There's also JavaScript applications with HTML5. And if you're hosting a web app or something like that, still makes plenty of sense. So those are – I consider those kind of the edge cases. If you're not making a game and you're not using specifically stuff from the web, then you're back to the mainstream. And what is that mainstream native fidelity? That is the XAML application, which makes plenty of sense because now XAML is all – it's used inside the operating system. It's used in Office. It's used in all of our MSN apps as well. It's the go-to kind of premier UI platform in Windows now. So it makes sense to start there. You can use C++. No reason not to. I don't mean to say it that way. But there's nothing wrong with C++ except for the fact that it certainly is the fastest execution possible. But the delta between C++ and C# now with .NET Native is pretty narrow. So why not use .NET, an easier language like C# that's very elegant and simple and people just love it? plus XAML. So there's like the 5 million word answer to a simple question.
You like XAML, don't you, Jerry? Sharp.
I love XAML, I do. And so, as you know, there's quite a few courses already in the catalog for starting off your app. We have Universal Apps. We have the Beginner and Advanced for Windows 8, which barely has changed. We have the Developer's Guide to Windows 10, which talks about all the XAML stuff inside Windows 10. And we now have a beginning, three of the first installments of XAML for Windows 10. So XAML for Windows 10 is going to be an ongoing course of three-hour blocks where you can come in and just solve one big problem. And so we have three of them. The first one is layout controls. So that's the panel controlled inside XAML. That is the first course where you understand that how layouts work, but also the ability to build your own custom layout. There is nothing like this on the internet, right? This is not a course that competes with a million other blogs out there that describe this. Nothing goes into the detail like this course does on custom panels. And then we have another one on custom controls, building user controls and templated controls. Another really big and powerful feature of XAML that really nothing goes into this level of detail. And I'll be honest, there's a lot of this, Matt, where some of this has been really well documented on the Silverlight side. And so you're like, hey, I really need to search about this. So you go on to your favorite search engine and search for it, and you find a lot of Silverlight documentation. This is really the upgrade to all of that documentation that was out there. And so, and the tweak, right? And so what does it mean for Windows 10? These courses aren't specifically for Windows 10 because XAML is XAML. You could take everything we're doing, not everything, but almost everything we're doing, and back it into either Silverlight or WPF. And then there's a third one that we're going to release in November for the items control. So that's the typical repeater inside XAML, how to enhance that, lots of tips and tricks on how to use it, how it's all built together, kind of a description in the anatomy of that control. That's sort of a nebulous control that a lot of developers use but don't necessarily understand. So there's three courses, layouts controls and items controls, all part of a bigger suite of a course called XAML for Windows 10.
Great. Yep.
All coming in November. We just recorded them, and they're terrific.
They should be live the first week of November is what I've been told. So.
Oh, great. Yeah, yep. Great. Yep. And again, it's me with Darren May, and we're just...
Oh, Darren May, too.
It's the awesome. Dynamic duo, man, and we just... terrific. I can hardly say anything without him making fun of me, so it's just one of those sorts of things.
You guys are great together.
He's a smart guy. It's nice to, I mean, I've never given a course without being next to somebody who's smart, but it's just great to have a smart guy like Darren who, if I ever get trapped in some sort of stupid thing that I say, which is constantly, he knows exactly what I meant to say. And then when he says it with his crazy accent, I just translate it for all the Americans to be able to understand. So side by side, it's a great team.
I agree. Definitely one of my favorite combos.
Nice. Are you staying in Washington for Thanksgiving?
I am staying in Washington for Thanksgiving. I think we'll actually be hosting this year. Got some friends we've been getting together with every year for about 15, 20 years now. And so we'll do the big turkey and...
Nice.
The fun is usually when the dogs get up on the counter and drag the carcass around. That guests always love that. So that's the highlight of Thanksgiving.
It's like Christmas vacation.
Totally. Me wrestling the dog, trying to get the turkey leg out of his mouth.
We're eating turkey at the happiest place on earth, Matt.
No way.
I know. It's going to be great. It's either going to be great or awful. You know, I think on the... On paper, it looks like it's going to be great. We'll see when we're there if it is.
Load up and then go on some roller coasters and rides that spin around and stuff.
What could possibly go wrong? All right, cool. So there it is. So let me just recap. So we have the React.js and the Experienced JavaScript Developer course that both will be available in November. We also had the Introduction to JSON with C#. Awesome. Awesome, right? We had in October. Of course, that's still there as well. And then we have these three new XAML for Windows 10 that are coming out. And really, it's just as Windows 10 starts gaining this awesome momentum, here's a way to build a full fidelity app that is awesome. And so this isn't a soup to nuts, like here's how you build an app. This is more of a drill in of individual aspects of the XAML stack so that you can be a Jedi Knight in XAML. So pretty cool stuff. Matt, hey, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Jerry. Happy Thanksgiving to all you folks out there.
See you again.